The following is another KXPN Sports presentation. KXPN Sports presents high school basketball.
Lene Lottle has four for Centura. And a three in the corner on the way. It's going to be off the heel. No good by Suntech. Lytle's able to tip the ball to herself, then swing it over to Aitken. Aitken will lay it up and in. 8-7 Centura. Good start to this girls' basketball game.
Today, it's live coverage of the Ravenna Holiday Tournament as the Centura Centurions battle the Loup City Red Raiders. High school basketball on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
Riley Lambrick drives, leaves it off for Cole. Baby hook up and in. 7 points for Cole Lambrick. And now we're seeing some offense. 36-30 Loup City.
The holiday break is over, and Loup City and Centura get back to work at their usual holiday tournament in Ravenna. It's the Red Raiders and Centurions coming up next. But first, at the New Tech Seed pregame show, we'll take you live to Ravenna High School with ESPN Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Welcome back here to Ravenna High School. We have one of our four games in the books here. As earlier today, Centura had no problem with Loup City and girls basketball. Now time to turn our attention to the boys' side. I'm Randy Bushcutter. Glad you could join us. In case you're wondering, Doug a little under the weather today. Didn't know if he had the energy for doing four games today, so we're kind of pinch hitting for him, and he'll be back at it tomorrow, hopefully, because we'll have all four games from the Ravenna Holiday Tournament for you tomorrow as well. All of those games will be on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Well, here on ESPN, we've got coverage of Centura and Loup City in boys basketball, and Loup City is going to be a favorite in this one. In the boys game, they come in with a record of 6-2. Their only two losses on the year have come to Kennesaw, and also a tough loss they had against Gibbon, a team that's very solid in Class C1, and they lost that one 42-38, a very defensive kind of game. And we talked with Paul Henry at halftime of the girls' game. He said he was very happy with how his defense played in that game and just couldn't quite get enough opportunities to get those buckets when they needed them down the stretch. And so that was kind of a tough loss. They did not play real well against Kennesaw by his own admittance, but hopes that by the end of the year, Loup City might be one of those teams that can kind of compete for that third, maybe fourth seed in the Loup Lac Conference Tournament. This is not a tournament game. This is not a conference game, but it is against a couple of conference opponents in the Loup Lac Conference in Centura at 1-5. They're a pretty young team. They're hoping to kind of get better as the season rolls along. They will start only one senior. In fact, Devontae Robinson will be the only senior that should play today at all. Ben Roth, still a little injured, may not make it back for a few more weeks yet. So there's the hope that they kind of learn and grow, and basketball will get a little bit better here for Centura down the stretch. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry or Jason Stark, or New Tech Seed dealer near you. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the starting lineups for you. We'll do that right after this timeout.
Flashback Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashbacks for a taste of history. While you are enjoying a great home-cooked meal, flash back to the past in this wonderful setting of the original tin ceiling, bare brick walls, and decorated with history for Ravenna. Read newspaper clippings from years past, from sports to town events. It's all at Flashbacks, and the grill is open late for home games, so stop in tonight. Flashbacks Bar and Grill in Ravenna.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
And welcome back here to Ravenna High School. Let's give you our starting lineups. We'll begin, first of all, for Centura. Their starters look like this. Michael Hansen is a 5'10 sophomore. Nathan Lemberg, 6 foot tall and a junior. Jason Schultes is 6'2 and a junior. Devontae Robinson, 6'7 and a senior. And also rounding out the starting lineup is Travis Holcomb. He is 6'2 and a freshman. And the lineup here for Loup City, Brady Rasmussen, 5'10 junior. Start with Austin Bochert. He's 5'9 and a senior. Cole Lambrecht, 6'1 senior. Riley Lambrecht, 6'3 and a senior. And Matt Jarzynka, 6'3 and a junior for head coach Paul Henry. Your starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. And some numbers for you here for the starters for Centura. Lemberg is averaging 13.4 points, about 3 assists, a little bit over 3 steals, and a couple of blocks per ball game. Devontae Robinson, 8.5 points, 7.3 rebounds a game. Michael Hansen, 8.5 points a game. Jason Schultes, about 6.2 points a game. And Travis Holcomb, right at 8 points and 5 rebounds a game. For Loup City, Brady at Rasmussen is averaging 15.6 points a game. 5.5 for Bochert. Cole Lambrecht, about 7.5 points. Riley Lambrecht, 11.5 points. And Matt Jarzynka, 5 points per ball game. The opening tip is in the air. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show as Loup City does pull down and will have the first possession of the ball game. They're in their home white uniforms, and very quickly on the drive here is going to be Riley Lambrecht. And Lambrecht, strong to the rack, gets the bucket and the foul. And so he'll have the opportunity here to head to the line and try to finish off a three-point play. Check that. I said Riley. I didn't say Cole Lambrecht. And so Cole gets the bucket as the free throw is off the mark and rebounded there by Centura. Snagging the bound was Schultes. On the bounce here, Nathan Lambrecht. Lambrecht in the lane, a little ball fake. Shot himself open there. Shot will not fall, however, and it's rebounded by Jarzynka for Loup City. So on the hesitation dribble here is Rasmussen on the baseline, and he slid to a stop. So that'll be a turnover here on Loup City. So Loup City with the early 2-0 lead. And they inbound the basketball, kicking it up here, ahead here to Jason Schultes. And Schultes gives it to Lemberg, gives it off on the left side here for Travis Holcomb. And Holcomb, the freshman, working back around the perimeter. Schultes has it, right wing, Lemberg. And again, they're facing a little 2-3 zone here for Loup City. And they'll kick it off on the left side. Off the screen here is Nathan Lemberg. He'll give it right wing here for Jacob Hickok. Hickok, bounce pass on the baseline. They give it for Schultes. Schultes gives it up, a little elevation here for Travis Holcomb. His shot won't fall. And coming out of there with the rebound is Jarzynka. And the pass up ahead, almost stolen away. And then sliding to try to make the steal was Hickok. And as he slid into the bench. Not the bench, but the bleachers here on the near sideline. In any event, it's still Loup City basketball. And they're just going to toss the ball in here for Cody Rasmussen. Brady Rasmussen, rather. Brady's on the dribble, facing a little man-to-man, and he'll just flip it off on the right wing here for Lambrecht. Lambrecht, back of the iron. His jumper's no good. Nathan Lemberg pulls down the rebound here for Centura. They pass it up ahead, and it'll be a turnover on Centura. Coming up with a loose ball is Rasmussen. Rasmussen going to kick it back out between the circles here is Lambrecht. Riley Lambrecht gives it off on the left side, and there's going to be a held ball. Austin Jakubowski on that far side had the ball tied up with Jason Schultes. And Jakubowski actually made the start today, different than the starting lineup Paul Henry gave us earlier in the week, and I guess I should have checked on that. In any event, what we were told earlier is not what it was today, as Jakubowski did make the start today. Lemberg has it here for Centura. He'll give it between the circles for Jacob Hickok. Hickok kicks on the right side for Lemberg, and now said directing traffic is 6'7", Devontae Robinson. Robinson lobs it inside, and Holcomb has his shot blocked by Jarzynka, and Jarzynka comes up with the basketball as well. He outlets it for Riley Lambert, and so Loup City has it in the offensive zone. A little miscommunication there between Bochart and Lambrecht as they turn the ball over. Lambrecht was on the dribble, just going to flip it to Bochart. Bochart was moving through, making room for Lambrecht on the baseline, and just a lack of communication there. And Loop City turns the ball over. So here is Centura in the offensive zone. Hickok is going to kick left wing for Schultes and clear out between the circles. Here is the Robinson. He'll get off on the right side here for Hickok. Hickok gets it to Schultes, top of the key. He's picked up there man-to-man by Riley Lambrecht, and he'll bounce pass it out for Lemberg. Lemberg will reset the offense, giving it to Hickok right side. He tries to enter it in, and it's stolen away by Loop City. Nice steal there by Cole Lambrecht, and quickly in the offensive zone comes Loop City. Little ball fake here, and Lambeck is going to penetrate, loses the ball. Now he gets it back, gives it to Jarzynka. He's on the baseline. Nice bounce pass inside as the shot is up and good for Matt Jarzynka. Gave it away, got it right back, and it's 4-0 Loop City. And we've got a little push whistle. There's a little bit of a upmanship between Jacob Hickok and Riley Lambrecht. Lambrecht's going to be whistled for the foul as he pushed Hickok out of bounds. And as he was trying to save the Hickok, it was going out of bounds and basically threw the ball off of Riley Lambrecht's face. And now we're kind of puffing out our chest a little bit. Baseline jumper here for Centura. Travis Holcomb, nice little floater. And it rolls around the rim, and it's up and in. Off the inbounds play, they score almost immediately. Skip pass on that long side. Centura knocks it loose. Travis Holcomb almost comes up with a steal. In fact, does, because it's off the leg of Riley Lambrecht on that far side. So 4:23 to go here. Quarter number one. It's 4-2. Loop City with the lead. And what's been a pretty entertaining ball game. Hickok in the offensive zone. A lot of times it's 4-2. It's pretty stagnant, but it's been pretty well played, really. Lambrecht gets it off on the left side here for Hickok, looking on inside, gives it right back out here for Lemberg. Lemberg facing man-to-man, gives it off for Robinson. Robinson, big 6'7 kid. He'll be in that baseline corner. He's there for a three if he wants to shoot it out there, but I don't think Alex Spotanski thinks he's going to shoot from out there, so they'll work it back around the perimeter. Between circles here, Lemberg. Lemberg looking inside for Robinson, but they're just going to kick it off right side for Holcomb. Holcomb now gets it in for Robinson. Robinson outside the lane, gives it right back out for Holcomb. Holcomb on the baseline, trying to get it to Robinson. Pass tipped around. Still controlled here by Centura. They work it around the perimeter. Here's Lemberg backing in, and a lot of contact there, but he'll kick the ball right back out here for Schultes. No foul, just a little bit of bodying up there, and they'll get the ball out for Hickok. Hickok not closely guarded, and they'll get the basketball here for Lemberg. Lemberg between the circles, 3:12 to go here. First quarter on the baseline. With it is Robinson. He'll step into a long jumper. It's no good. And Brady Rasmussen for Loop City comes up with a rebound. He'll kick it up into the corner to Bochart. Bochart, nice pass in the lane. No, stepping in there is Travis Holcomb to make the steal. Great defensive play there by Holcomb to force the fifth turnover on Loop City here in the ballgame. Lemberg gets it at the elbow for Travis Holcomb. Holcomb's going to kick the ball right back out for Hickok for Centura as they work around the perimeter here, facing a little man-to-man defense. Your pass in the lane. Here's Schultes. He's going to kick it out on the baseline. Open for the jumper is Holcomb. And Travis Holcomb, a long deuce. And we are tied at four as he hits the shot. Nice ball movement. Kind of that in-out passing game here. Bochart going to fly in the lane. Takes it high off the glass. Banks it in. Nice shot there by Austin Bochart. Just a real quick little first step, taking it through the lane. In the corner is Hickok, and Hickok has the ball tied up. And Hickok and Bochart have the ball tied up there. Great defensive play by Bochart, and that'll be a Centura turnover on the alternating possession here. So Loop City with possession of the basketball here. Austin Bochart. We'll give it off on the left side for Austin Jacobowski. Jacobowski walked with it, and he lost his dribble, kind of picked it up and rolled it around his back, and that'll be a bit of an unforced error here on Loop City. Two-point ball game, 2 minutes and 2 seconds to go here in quarter number one, 6-4. Centura with the basketball, trailing it by two. Hickok's going to bring in the offensive zone. Loop City going man-to-man right now. Kicking to the corner, that's Lemberg. Nathan Lemberg still has his dribble, and he's picked up defensively there by Lambrecht. Back around the perimeter we go here. Hickok has it. Hickok and Hanson been playing catch, and now they get it in the lane here for Lindbergh. Lindbergh, that's a tough shot, and he hit it. I thought he was pretty well covered, but he hit a nice little runner in the lane as he kind of backed in, spun, and then shot. On the baseline, now driving, having his shot blocked is Myers, and coming up with the ball, Hickok with the block, but Loop City comes up with it, a little penetration. We're going to have a block now whistled as a foul against Loop City. So Bochart is going to inbound the basketball here. Checking in for Loop City is going to be Matt Jarzynka again. Bounce pass in for Riley Lambrecht. Lambrecht will try the three immediately. It's no good. And rebounded by Nathan Lindbergh. Pass by Hanson on the baseline. Maybe a little bit of an extra pass there by Hanson as he was too far under the glass trying to make an extra bounce pass. And they just kind of ran out of room there as that'll be a turnover off of that long outlet pass. So Centura turns it over. We're tied at six. Minute six to go here in quarter number one. On the dribble, Austin Bochart right at midcourt, and his pass is knocked away by Jason Schultes and out of bounds, right by the scorer's table on the far side. As he stepped in the passing lane, but didn't have an angle where it could stay in bounds after knocking the ball loose. So it is going to be Loop City basketball, and Brady Rasmussen will be picked up at half court by Nathan Lindbergh. They're going man-to-man as they go with a low four set. And Rasmussen's going to drive. Shot's no good. Rebound tipped into the hands of Jason Schultes. Schultes has his pocket picked. It's stolen away by Rasmussen. And Rasmussen went up with it, lost the ball, and it goes out of bounds. And they're going to just say that that's off of Loop City. I think he just lost the ball in traffic as Centura continued to contest after the steal. Lindbergh with a good defensive play. Now he gets the ball back, brings it across midcourt. And they got it on the bounce here as Lindbergh stands on the Ravenna logo at midcourt here with 20 seconds to go in quarter number one. Now closely guarded, now no longer, so Lindbergh still has the dribble. They're going to work it for the last shot with 10 seconds left. Lindbergh from the corner still has his dribble in the lane. Turnaround jumper off glass, no good. Rebounded by Loop City. 1 second left. Shot from three-quarter court is off the mark. So give Lindbergh the rebound here for Loop City, but his shot is off the mark. So we'll head to the second quarter, tied at six. Centura and Loop City, we're back after this.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
Holcomb Scrapers have long been the leader in scraper strength and reliability. Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is your Holcomb Scraper dealer. They also offer rental on West Point manure spreaders. Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is a proud sponsor of tonight's game.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
And we are back here at Ravenna High School, tied at six, Centura and Loop City. And they'll inbound the basketball, will Centura to Jacob Hickok. And Hickok's going to set up the offense, gives it to Lindbergh, top of the right side, off of the screen. His jumper's no good. Rebounded by Riley Lambrecht, and Lambrecht is fouled right away on the rebound. And these officials, we noticed this with the girls' game, kind of let them play a little bit. And they might have to tighten it up a little bit because it's starting to get a little physical out there. The foul whistled on Centura's Jacob Schultes. That is his second. In the lane, Riley Lambrecht, little fader, no good. And wow, what a great rebound by Matt Jarzynka. He'll dribble out to the baseline and reset the offense. Gives it to the elbow for Rasmussen. Rasmussen's going to kick it back out for Lambrecht. They enter it inside for Jarzynka. Jarzynka off glass, shot no good. Rebound by Devontae Robinson, and Centura's on the run here. Lambrecht in the offensive zone, now shut off, so he'll kick it on the baseline. That's Travis Holcomb. The freshman's jumper is no good, and a lot of contact with the rebound, and no foul called, and it is into the hands of Lambrecht here for Loup City. On the baseline, shot no good for Lambrecht, and then an entry pass as the ball is loose, and we're going to have a little hold here. Brian Lambrecht had his hands on it, was starting to do something with it, and he is going to be held by Jacob Hickok. That's going to be his second. So Loup City is going to inbound it here. Bochart to toss it in. Bochart tosses it in for Rasmussen. Rasmussen on the set inbounds play. His shot back the iron, no good. Lemberg up high for the rebound. He kicks it up ahead here for Holcomb. Holcomb gets it in the corner. That's Grant Myers for three. It's no good. Rebounded by Riley Lambrecht. And Riley still has his dribble as he's picked up by Hansen. Now he's going to drive into the lane. Shot no good. Offensive rebound. That's Cole Lambrecht. His shot hangs on the rim. It's no good. And then we got a foul on the rebound. Going to be whistled against Loup City. So we'll give credit to Devontae Robinson for actually pulling down the rebound there, as the foul is going to be whistled on Cole Lambrecht. That's going to be his first. Still tied at six as Centura has in the offensive zone. Loup City trying to double team. Hansen is able to get it to Lemberg. Lemberg is picked up there defensively by Lambrecht, and they'll kick it off here on the left side. That's Grant Myers for three, and he hits the three. Grant Myers strokes in that three-pointer, and now on the bounce, trying to answer back, is going to be Loup City. Nice little drive on that left side. Rasmussen, they're going to count the bucket, and he'll have a chance for a three-point play. That was pretty close to it being either a block or a charge, really close on that line, and they are going to call the block. So Rasmussen will try to finish off a three-point play, and Myers stepped in there gutsy to collect the charge. However, he got there maybe just a fraction late. The free throw is back in the iron and no good. And Rasmussen lost the basketball. A lot of contact in there underneath. Rebound by Jarzynka. Jarzynka's shot won't fall, and then we have a foul on the rebound again. I'll tell you, there's been a lot of contact in there, and they have been a little stingy with the whistles. Lambrecht's going to go line as he was hit on the arm as he shot by Robinson. So Robinson picks up his first foul, and the first free throw here by Cole Lambrecht is up and good. So Lambrecht hits the shot. Lambrecht, about a 44% free throw shooter on the season. His second one on the way is good. So it's now 10-9, Loup City with the lead. Hansen will get the ball back out for Lemberg. Brings it across the timeline here for Centura. Right side, Grant Myers gets it inside. Stepping through there is Devontae Robinson, and Robinson now will head to the line. Great job there by Robinson using those long legs of his. He caught the ball outside the lane but was able to step through a double team, still kept his pivot foot, and put up the shot. He was hit on the arm by Lambrecht, his second foul, and now Robinson will go shoot two. And the free throw here is good. So we are tied at 10. 5:42 to go. Quarter number two. And Centura in their maroon road uniforms. Centura written down the leg. The free throw is up and good. So Robinson, his first 2 points of the day come from the free throw line. Bochart brings in the offensive zone here for Loup City. Still has his dribble. Lemberg putting a little pressure on, gives it for Jacobowski. Jacobowski in the lane, gives it on the baseline here for Lambrecht, who kicks it back out here for Jacobowski. His three is no good. Rebound by Grant Myers, and Myers would just give the ball out here for Nathan Lemberg. Lemberg across the timeline, kicks left side for Hansen. Hansen facing man-to-man, so he'll get it off for Robinson, top of the key. Over for Lemberg on that right side, and they'll get the ball back out for Hansen. Hansen Well, ball fake. Now he'll start to dribble a little bit. And he'll give it to Myers, who will reset the offense here with 5 minutes to go here in the second quarter. They're looking inside for Robinson, but they're double-teaming on him. So they'll work it back around the perimeter here. Holcomb has it. Now gives it off here for Hansen. Entry pass, baseline, jumper, Holcomb, no good. Rebound by Lambrecht for Loup City, and the Raiders on the run here. Bochart on the baseline, a little floater over Robinson, and it's good. Nice little drive by Austin Bochart, who hit it over the top of 6'7", Devontae Robinson. Robinson wants the ball in a long pass as he was posted up early on, but they didn't find him, so now he'll get it circles, and that's not really where he wants to have the basketball. He'll give it to Myers, and a little hesitation move there by Lemberg, and Lemberg just walked with it. His first step was a travel. Alex Spotanski going to check in here for Loup City. He's going to do the inbounding. He'll toss it in here to Austin Bochart with 4:15 to go in the second quarter, and he'll lose the basketball. Out of bounds. That'll be the seventh Loup City turnover. Red Raiders still have a 12-11 lead here with 4:10 to go before halftime. And hopefully at halftime we'll talk with Kathy Mettenbring, head girls basketball coach at Centura. Hansen kicks left side for Grant Myers. Myers between the circles for Hansen. And again, going man-to-man is Loup City. They've alternated between man and zone. And Robinson, his long jumper, no good. Michael Hansen pulls down the rebound, and Centura now will set up the offense. Right wing, they give it for Grant Myers. Myers kicks right wing. Jumper by Holcomb is no good. And rebound by Spontanski. And Loup City, kind of a secondary break. And the ball goes out of bounds off of the miss. And Jay Garrison setting up what he wants his defense to do here as Loup City is going to inbound it. Riley Lambrecht on the baseline is going to toss it in. And Centura right now going with a little 2-3 zone on the inbounds here. And looking for it in the corner is Brady Rasmussen. He gets it. He'll step into a three, and it's short. Offensive rebound good for Riley Lambrecht. Not what they had drawn up, but it certainly worked there. And Loup City has their largest lead of the ballgame. The lead at 14-11. Grant Myers works it around right side for Michael Hansen. Hansen bounce pass for Jacob Osborne, who checked in a little bit ago. And Osborne had the ball knocked out of his hands and out of bounds by Riley Lambrecht. So Centura will inbound at the end of the Loup City bench. And they'll lob it inside for Devontae Robinson. Robinson tries a reverse layup after the catch. Hung on the rim. It was no good. And Spotanski pulls down the rebound. So Loup City's got it. And they'll kick it off right ahead here to Lambrecht. Lambrecht, top of the key. Facing some 2-3 zone. Still has his dribble. He's going to kick it out. Spontanski's going to fire a three. It's off the mark and rebounded by Jacob Osborne. So Centura slowly in the offensive zone. And they've got it on the dribble. Now setting things up here is going to be Michael Hansen. And Hansen will get the ball back up ahead here for Grant Myers, the sophomore. Helps work it in for Devontae Robinson, who kicks it right back out here for Hansen. Hansen dribbles right side, 15-foot jumper, no good. Offensive rebound shot off glass, hanging on the rim. It's no good. But Robinson will go to the free throw line. He got the rebound and then went right back up with it and was hit on the elbow as he put up the shot. And we got a timeout here for Loup City. Timeout for Loup City. This timeout brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take timeout for Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney and at high school concession stand near you. 14-11. It's in favor of Loup City, the scoreboard. They call the timeout with 2:21 to go here in the second quarter. We're back right after this 30-second timeout.
Dried arrangements, candy bar bouquets, gift baskets, candles, lotions, and more. Visit Petals and Pictures in Ravenna. They feature a scrapbooking section with supplies in a workroom. Buy some flowers and scrapbook for hours at Petals and Pictures, downtown Ravenna. Petals and Pictures is a very proud sponsor of all the hard work and dedication of the area athletes year after year. They work hard for the good of the team. Great job from Petals and Pictures in Ravenna.
So 2:21 to go here before halftime. Again, at halftime, we'll talk with Kathy Mettenbrink, and she can kind of talk a little bit about how her team played today and what she can anticipate tomorrow, as Centura's girls basketball team is in the championship game tomorrow. We got a long way to decide who's going to be in the boys' championship game of the Ravenna Holiday Tournament. Right now, Centura is trailing Loup City, the Red Raiders, with a 14-11 run. 14-11 lead, and Devontae Robinson will have a couple of free throws to try to cut into that deficit, and he hits the first two here, so he's 3-for-3 from the line so far, and that'll make a two-point ball game with 2:21 to go here before halftime. Second free throw rolls around, no good, but an offensive rebound by Osborne, and Osborne lost the ball, but it was knocked out of his hands by Loup City. So Jacob Osborne snags the rebound, and Centura will maintain possession here. Lemberg's going to toss it in, and Lemberg will give it off for Holcomb. And Travis Holcomb will reset the offense, giving it to Hansen. Kick on the left side. Robinson trying to post up in there, but muscling him up is Jarzynka, so they'll work it back around the perimeter. Hansen will kick it right side for Rasmussen, for Robinson, rather, and Robinson shut off by Jarzynka, so he'll kick the ball back out. Right side, Robinson. And he's not going to shoot a three-pointer, so Hansen will get the pass. And a little penetration here by Hansen. They'll kick it off here for Lemberg. And Ravenna right now not really, Centura right now not really making a whole lot happen offensively. Hansen has it, but they're also being patient. Minute 39 to go here. They'll work it back around here for Lemberg. Right side for Hansen. Hansen steps up to the free throw line, and it's short. And the rebound by Riley Lambrecht. And Riley will pass it up ahead here for Brady Rasmussen. Rasmussen back to Lambrecht, who's at midcourt. So Loup City, we'll see if they can add to their lead. Right wing, Jacobowski. Jacobowski with a little ball fake. He's picked up there defensively by Hansen, and he'll get it off for Jarzynka. Jarzynka picks up his dribble near midcourt. Pretty good pressure being put on by Centura, and they're going to have to call a timeout. Quick 30-second timeout here for Loup City. They're forced into that timeout because of the pressure by Centuras. They call the timeout with a minute four to go here in quarter number two, and we'll take it with them. We're back right after this timeout.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
And we are back here at Ravenna High School, a 14-12 lead for Loup City. And the Red Raiders facing some pretty good pressure there by Centura, so they get the timeout. And now they'll inbound the basketball to Austin Bochart. Bochart brings in the offensive zone with the dribble. Here's Lambrecht. Lambrecht had the ball knocked loose. He picked it up in the backcourt, so it's not over and back. And driving up here is going to be Lambrecht. His shot's no good. And Robinson pulls down his fourth rebound of the half. And so Centura, with 43 seconds left, brings it across the timeline. And they're not facing any pressure. They might even milk it for the last shot, unless Loup City comes up a little bit more. With the bounce here is Lemberg. Lemberg not covered at all. Now it's 30 seconds left. And again, no indication that they're going to start the offense here anytime soon. 25 seconds. Lemberg still with the dribble. Not closely guarded. Now the 5-second count's going on. And Lemberg makes a little space. So now with 16 seconds left, we're going to get a Centura timeout. And they're going to send Grant Myers back into the game, and he had a three earlier, so maybe they're going to set up something with a perimeter shot here with 14.9 to go before halftime. A quick 30-second timeout by Centura. And again, timeout brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take timeout for Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza, available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney and at high school concession stands around the area. Just a quick little timeout here for Centura, just a 30-second. As I think as much as anything, they wanted to get Grant Myers into the ball game and maybe set up something either for him or some other perimeter shooter here with 14.9. This is really kind of one of those offensive-defensive kind of substitution deals. So toss it in here is going to be Michael Hansen. And Hansen is going to inbound it here for Lemberg, I'm sure. And Lemberg's got it. He's in the backcourt now. Still in the backcourt as the clock has started. There's 10 seconds left. Now he brings it across the timeline with 8. They get off on the right side. A little ball fake here by Myers. Myers has his shot blocked. And coming up with it is Loop City. And they're going to have time expire at the end of the first half. So your halftime score, Loop City. In a very defensive struggle, Loop City leading at halftime over Centura by a score of 14-12. We're going to take a quick break. Centura head girls basketball coach Kathy Mettenbrink after her team's win today. We'll talk with the coach right after this timeout.
Go forth, save, and prosper. Citizens Bank recognizes the importance of saving. No matter what your goal is, Citizens Bank in Loop City has a savings option that is right for you. Citizens Bank and Trust in Loop City is a proud supporter of the area high school athletes. Citizens Bank and Trust offers everything you need in banking to keep your life, farm, and business running financially sound. They appreciate your business. Best of luck to all the area athletes in the game. From all of us at Citizens Bank and Trust in Loop City, member FDIC.
Dr. Daniel McClinahan, DDS, is your family dentist in Overton. Proud to support our area youth in and out of the games. Dr. McClinahan is keeping your smile healthy in Overton. Best of luck, Overton Eagles.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains. Overton Sand and Gravel is a proud supporter of this broadcast and all area high school teams in and out of the game this year. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for when you need it rocked. Overton Sand and Gravel is the only name you need to remember. They carry everything from crushed concrete to river rock, decorative rocks, and gravel for driveways. There's no job too big or small for Overton Sand and Gravel, commercial or residential, concrete, and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and surrounding areas.
We're back here in Ravenna, and we're having a little bit of technical difficulties, but we're back, and we're at halftime of the boys' game, a 14-12 lead here for Loop City over Centura. Earlier today, the Centura girls with a comfortable win, and kind enough to join us here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report was Centura head girls basketball coach Kathy Mettenbrink after your 64-22 win, Coach, every aspect of the game, it really appeared that you guys kind of really dominated today.
Well, I thought overall our defensive effort was good, and I thought at times they had a hard time executing against us. And, I think it started out with defense. We didn't allow a lot of second shot opportunities. And I think every shot they took, we at least had a little defensive pressure and made them work for everything they got.
And at one time, I think I ended up with like 22 turnovers that we counted. And that turned into a fair number of easy points on the other end, because it wasn't just they threw the ball out of bounds. There were a fair number of steals that turned into layups on the other end of the court.
Yeah, I agree with that. And there's like probably 2 minutes spot in there that, we had about, they turned it over about 6 or 7 times, and we ended up jumping up 14 quick points. So that was nice. And, and I think it was a great opportunity to get some kids in the game tonight. After coming off 5 dead days, you always kind of wonder how kids are going to respond. And, I thought overall, they did a nice job both on the offense and the defensive end.
Is that kind of tough? You have the 5-day moratorium. You can't practice. You can't really do much of anything. And then you probably had a little bit of a shoot around this morning and then go right back into action and not a practice, but rather a game. Is it tough to do that?
Well, we kind of had a practice this morning. We ran kind of a normal practice, did a lot of half-court stuff, trying to execute, get our timing back on the offensive end of things. But, we ran about an hour and 15-minute practice. It wasn't real stressful, but, it kind of got them back into the rhythm of things.
And obviously it worked pretty well for you. A little bit slower start. It was a tight ball game for the first 4 minutes, and like you say, that defense kind of fed your offense, and pretty soon you look up there at the end of one quarter, you're up by 10 and starting to feel pretty good about yourself.
Yeah, like I said, I think, it starts with defense, and, we had good ball pressure. I thought Taylor Turek, took the point guard most of the night, and she had pretty good ball pressure, and I think they kind of got rattle a little bit on that. And then, you know, when we were denying at the wings, that really helped. But sometimes we would always didn't get that done. But I thought our ball pressure was good overall tonight.
And we kind of had a quick conversation before the game, and you kind of mentioned that, you know, he had some injuries at the point guard position early on in the year. And that's in a lot of ways, you're only as good as your point guard is. So really, how do you kind of see where your point guard play is for your team right now?
Well, I think, you know, the first two games we had Nitch in play, and I was kind of rotating point guards. I wasn't quite for sure. You know, Courtney Aiken and Taylor Wetzel, both outstanding guards last year, and that's a big shoe to fill. So my first two or three games, I was experimenting, and I put somebody in there different, and finally I decided to go with Casey Kurlikowski, and she has a lot of, you know, good size at the point guard and see over people. And you know, every game she's getting a little bit better. She's just lacking that, you know, she's never ever played a point guard, so she's kind of filling that spot. And this summer I had her at post, and then the first couple games I had her at the wing, so she's kind of getting the feel of every position this year.
And she did a little bit of everything for you today. She finished with 14 points, and I really thought gave you a lot of energy, not just when she was playing point guard, but when she was doing some other things, a lot of it defensively.
Yeah, she does a nice job defensively. She's quick and stuff, and like I said, you know, we're trying to, I'm kind of satisfied with where, you know, I got my kids in positions. We just need to now get some depth to get some of those kids some breathers in and out. You know, sometimes you have Taylor Turek that's D'ing up their best, you know, ball player, and she needs a blow. And, you know, last couple games I probably didn't give her a very good job or do a very good job of getting somebody to come in for her so I could give her a rest.
Well, with you guys here, with Loup City here, with Ravenna here, it's not exactly a Luplac Conference tournament by any stretch, but a lot of familiar faces. I asked the same thing of Coach Henry when I talked to him at halftime of the girls' game. How do you kind of see the conference race shaping up for you guys on the girls' side?
Well, you know, I think I think anybody can beat anybody on the girls' end of things, except for maybe Kearney Catholic. I think they're probably way above everybody else, but you know, I know Wood River has one girl hurt, the ball girl, and her point guard, which has been tough on them these first 6-7 games. But, you know, I think on a given night, I think anybody can beat, you know, on each other. I think it's pretty balanced.
Yeah, so which is like just about every other year.
Yeah.
Kathy, appreciate the time. Best of luck to you. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for covering us.
All right. Kathy Mettenberg, the head girls basketball coach at Centura. Her team won 64-22 over Loup City. Loup City is leading the boys game 14-12 at intermission. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this timeout.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off, whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks, Mizuno, Asics, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Let's check out the scoring here real quick before we start the second half. Travis Holcomb with 4 points, Devontae Robinson for 3, Grant Myers with 3 for Centurion, Nathan Lindberg also with a couple of points for the Centurions. And Loup City does have the basketball first. Bounce pass on the baseline. Lambrecht, little ball fake. He'll pass the ball back out for Cole Lambrecht, and the shot is no good. So for Loup City here in the first half, 4 points for Austin Bochart, 4 points for Cole Lambrecht, and then 2 for Rasmussen, 2 for Lambrecht, and Jarzinka with 2 points as well. Entry pass inside for Devontae Robinson for Centura, and he has the first 2 points of the second half, and we are tied at 14. Loup City with the basketball right now as Austin Jacobowski will have the ball. And he'll work it back around the perimeter here for Lambrecht. On the dribble is Riley Lambrecht. He'll get it off for Bochart. Bochart picked up defensively, gives it for Austin Jacobowski. Jacobowski going to flip it out here for Lambrecht. And Lambrecht has a shot blocked by Lindbergh. Loose ball picked up in the corner. Three-pointer for Jacobowski, no good. Another offensive rebound, this one by Riley Lambrecht. And the pass to Cole, and Cole will score. A couple of offensive rebounds there for Loup City turn into a couple of points, and they lead by two, 16-14. We've got about a minute gone here in the second half. Left wing, Schultes has it. Gives it between the circles for Robinson. They're double dog daring him to try to shoot from the top of the key as they clear things out. Now Schultes has it. They try to get it into Robinson. Robinson now will dribble into the lane. A little ball fake. Had to shoot because the three-second count was going on, and Cole Lambrecht comes up with the rebound, ending the possession. So Loup City has it as Cole Lambrecht gets it back. Kicks now left side for Jacobowski. And Jacobowski will give the ball back out here for Austin Bochart. And Bochart's going to deliver direct traffic just a little bit. And they'll get it off here on the left side for Jacobowski. Off of the screen, knocking the ball loose, coming up with a steal is Jason Schultes. And Schultes will take it in. So he forced the turnover, and Centura has the lead. It's been a while since, no, check that. We're tied at 16. So on the dribble here is going to be Riley Lambrecht. Lambrecht lost it, but it rolls over for Austin Bochart. And Bochart on that right side has it on the baseline now for Jacobowski. Jacobowski dribbles through the lane, has his shot blocked by Lindbergh. Lindbergh comes up with the ball. He's going to lay it up and has his shot blocked, but a foul as getting a little bit of the body there was Riley Lambrecht. And so Lambrecht with the foul. As Centura now will go to the line. A couple of blocks here in the second half for Nathan Lindbergh. And now Lindbergh, not only with that block, but now also has the rebound and has a chance for the three-point play. Riley Lambrecht, by the way, that is his second foul of the game. And Lindbergh with his third point of the game as he hits the first of two free throws here. And Centura has the lead back for the first time since the early stages of the game. Free throw rolls around and no good. And rebounded by Matt Jarzynka. Jarzynka with six rebounds so far in the game. Lambeck will help work it back around the perimeter. They give it off right side for Austin Jacobowski. He'll work it down low for Cole Lambrecht. Back for Jacobowski. Back out to Lambrecht. And Lambrecht, 12-foot jumper, no good. Fighting for the rebound. He knocks it out of bounds. I believe he was the last to touch it. And yes, he was. So it will be Centura basketball. Jacob Hickok wasn't sure who touched it last. He was hustling to get after it. Realized he probably wasn't going to get there. So he picks his hands up so he doesn't touch the ball. And that worked out for him because he was not. His teammate was not the last to touch it. He wasn't sure. Schultes has it and gives it top of the circle for Robinson. And Robinson, again, he gets the ball top of the key. They just everybody just drops back below the free throw line. Now penetrating here is Schultes. Schultes kicks it back out for Lindbergh. And Lindbergh bounce pass in for Robinson. Nice pass, and Robinson is fouled. He's hit on the body. And Robinson did a great job of leaning into the traffic and collecting that contact, as he's a pretty good free throw shooter. He's hit three out of four here in the ball game. The foul, by the way, whistled on Jarzynka, is just his first. And the free throw is no good for Robinson, so I jinxed him. Jarzynka with only 2 points, but he's got six rebounds. That's his first foul, and it's been a pretty physical game inside. And Jarzynka has been right in there, and he has been whistled for only one foul. And Robinson missed both free throws. His second one actually was an air ball, so Loup City's going to inbound it here. And Lambrecht will just give the ball to Austin Bochart. And Bochart with the dribble. He's down by a point, 17-16. Get the ball back up for Cole Lambrecht, right wing. For Jacobowski, he'll dribble up in the lane. His jumper no good. Another rebound by Jarzynka and kicked out for Bochart. Bochart's going to drive. Has his shot blocked by Travis Holcomb, but picking it up is going to be Spotanski for Loup City. So Loup City maintains the possession. Jacobowski, bounce pass on the baseline. Gives it to Jarzynka. His shot's a little bit strong. Rebounded by Spontanski. Jumper by Jacobowski. No good. And coming out with it is going to be Holcomb for Centura. And the pass up ahead. Caught by Centura. And we're going to have a block whistled on Loop City. He was beginning the process of shooting down there, but we're going to have a block whistled on Austin Bouchard. That's just going to be his first. So inbounding the basketball here into the hands of Jacob Hickok. And Hickok with the dribble. Takes it to the right side of the screen. Schultes has it. He'll step inside the three-point arc. Jumper, good. Rebound tipped into the hands of Austin Bouchard. Bouchard brings it in the offensive zone, gives it for Cole Lambrecht. Lambrecht's going to fire a three. It's bouncing around. Actually hit one of the guide stands above the glass as it hit the iron. Went straight up in the air. Well, not quite straight up because it went back just enough to hit the guide wire there. And so that'll be a team rebound for Centura. Michael Hansen checking back in the game here for the Centurions. Hickok's going to bring it up. Lindbergh's part of the backcourt. Robinson asking for the ball down low. They don't give it to him. They give it to Schultes instead between the circles. Kick left wing for Hickok. Hickok off the screen gives it to Hansen. Hansen airs it in for Robinson, who gives the ball right back out here for Hickok. And Hickok on the bounce gives it left side here for Lindbergh. Entry pass in for Robinson. Robinson has his shot altered. It's off the mark, but rebounded by Hansen. And Hansen leaning in. And Hansen will head to the line. That was good hard work there by Michael Hansen. Not only did he get the rebound, but he didn't give up any ground. He gave up a few inches, but he didn't give up any ground as he leaned in. And Bouchard is the one that actually is whistled for the foul. He actually was working up against Spontansky, and he's given up a lot of size with Spontansky, but he muscled his way in. His first free throw was no good. Score remains 17-16. Centura with a one-point lead and an opportunity here for Michael Hansen to add to it. Second free throw on the way, rolls around and no good. And rebound taken out of there by Loop City. On the bounce here is Bouchard. Bouchard helps work it on the inside, and Robinson is there to knock the ball away as it's out of bounds. Don't forget, we'll have the last two games of the day here from the Ravenna Holiday Tournament. Those will be on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. And inbound the basketball here is Bouchard. Bouchard gets it in for Jacobowski. And Jacobowski, a little bit of contact on the inside, and they blow the whistle. And they're tightening things down a little bit in terms of what's a foul and what isn't. Lindbergh whistled for the foul. That is just his first. Cole Lambrecht will toss it in for Riley. Riley Lambrecht from the elbow. Back it in. 5 second count. Is able to get the ball out here for Bouchard. Back around here for Jacobowski. On the baseline, they give it for Riley Lambrecht. Lambrecht finds an open area, takes it off glass from 15 feet. No good. Rebounded by Robinson. Robinson kicks up ahead here for Hickok. Hickok lost the ball, and it's on the ground. And trying to get the ball back was Jacob Hickok. And Hickok's going to be whistled for the foul. That is going to be his third. So he's in a little bit of foul trouble. And again, defense for both these two teams has been pretty solid. Nothing's been easy. Hence, a grand total of 33 points scored between these two teams, and we got 2:45 to go in the third quarter. So the first one to 25 might win this one. 2:45 to go here at third quarter. 17-16, Centura with the lead. Loop City is going to inbound the basketball. Robinson going to come out of the game. We had a little stoppage here as Hickok had to retie his shoes. And Loop City will bring in the offensive zone. Bouchard kicks left side. Lambrecht. Lambrecht, a little ball fake from the wing. We'll get the ball back out here for Bouchard. Bouchard's going to drive. They clear out the lane, and we're going to have a reach whistled on Centura. And Paul Henry will tell his players to come up with the inbounds play X, or at least what the two crossed arms mean. And so Loop City's going to inbound it here. Austin Bouchard, underneath his own basket, will inbound it. And they're just going to kick it out here for Riley Lambrecht. Lambrecht gives it left side. Great ball fake by Joe Kabowski. Now he's going to skip it out for Austin Bouchard. Bouchard, top of the key, kicks left wing for Jacobowski. Right wing now for Riley Lambrecht. He'll fire the three. Short. Offensive rebound by Cole. And Cole has his shot blocked and into the hands of Michael Hansen. Centura on the run. And they're going to call a double dribble on Hansen. Well, blocked by Devontae Robinson. He also came up with a loose ball, kicked it out ahead, and then they're going to call a double dribble as the ball was knocked loose by Loup City. So Loup City will inbound as we just kind of swap turnovers there, essentially. Jacobowski gets a little bit of a screen set by Spontanski, but he'll dribble out of it and kick right side for Bochart. Bochart picked up there defensively by Hickok, and Bochart not closely guarded, gets a screen, steps up, 15-foot jumper, back the iron, no good. Robinson can't come up the rebound into the hands of Spontanski, and Spontanski's going to lay it up and in. Devontae Robinson had it in his hands, just lost it, and it went right to Alex Spontanski, and Spontanski is able to lay it up and in. 18-17, Loup City with the lead, Centura with the basketball and the timeout with a minute 33 to go here in the third. We're back after this.
This is my favorite time of the year. Hi, I'm Doug Keller, Eustis Body Shop. I enjoy the changing seasons, especially the gathering of friends and family for the holidays. It's a great time to count your blessings. Part of the blessings for me are those of you we've met and helped at Eustis Body Shop. Thank you, too, for the encouraging letters and calls we've received after helping you through the trauma of an accident. At Eustis Body Shop, Grand Island, Kearney, Lexington, Eustis, and Cozette, we wish you the best holiday season ever.
And we're back here at Ravenna High School, a minute 33 to go in the third quarter, and we got a timeout here by Centura. This timeout brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take timeout for Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza, available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney and at high school concession stand near you. Tomorrow, here on ESPN, we'll have coverage of the Amherst Holiday Tournament. We'll begin with the girl-boy doubleheader between Kearney Catholic and North Platte St. Pat's, and then that'll be followed by Ogallala and Amherst. All four of those games will be right here on ESPN. Jacob Hickok gets the inbounds after the timeout. He'll direct traffic a little bit here, and he'll kick it off on the left wing for Travis Holcomb. Right side for Hickok. On the baseline, they get it for Holcomb, and Holcomb has the ball knocked out of his hands. He was double-teamed over there, and I think they're pointing at Bochart for the foul. There is a foul. Yep, and that's going to be his third. So he might come out. No, Spontanski's going to come out of the game. And checking in is Cole Lambrecht for Loup City. So Centura will inbound underneath their own basket. Jacob Hickok to toss it in. And they'll just lob it in off of the screen. They get it to Grant Myers. Myers will get it out here for Lemberg. They wanted to set him up for a quick three opportunity there, but they fought through the double screen over there, so now they're going to set up the offense. Minute 5 to go here, and right now, Loup City kind of going man-to-man, but really sagging away from Lemberg as they got that low four set where they spread the field, the court down low, and Lemberg is not closely guarded. Still has the dribble and has for the last 20 seconds or so. And Lemberg is still going to milk the clock here a little bit. And I guess Loup City is going to let him do it. Centura might as well work it for the last shot here of the third quarter. They're down 18-17 as Centura, and they've already worked off about 40 seconds on this possession. And does not make for dynamic radio. But on the dribble is Lemberg, and again, he's slowly guarded by Bochart. Right now, wiping off his sneakers while he still dribbles is Nathan Lemberg. 13 seconds left. We've done this for now for about a minute, and now they set up things as Lemberg will dribble all the way down. Bounce pass on the inside, knocked loose, stolen away by Bochart, and Bochart lost the ball, and he's going to step out of bounds with 3.6 to go. So you heard the Loup City fans on the near side bust into applause after playing defense for about a minute, and nothing happened here for Centura. So they're going to clear the floor here, and Lemberg is going to toss it in. He gets the ball to Hickok, and Hickok for three, and he hits the three. From about 30 feet away, Jacob Hickok, his first 3 points, come with just a quick little inbounds, catch, and shoot with 3.6 to go here in the third quarter. And with that three, Centura with a 20-18 lead at the end of three quarters of play. We'll be back with the fourth right after this.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week, the perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Well, Centura has the lead and the basketball to start the fourth quarter here. Travis Holcomb will enter it inside quickly for Robinson. Robinson's shot no good. Holcomb up high for the rebound. He's going to kick the ball right back out. Resetting it is going to be Lemberg as they work it back around the perimeter. That three-pointer for Hickok, his first points of the night. And this is one of those rare times that Centura's had the lead. It's been close throughout. I think the largest lead we've had so far has been 4 points. Here a little pick and roll. It's no good as it's intercepted by Matt Jarzinka. And so here comes Loop City. They're down by a bucket. This is their largest deficit, I believe. And the entry pass knocked loose. Making the steal there is going to be Grant Myers. Myers kicks it back out for Hickok. Hickok gets it inside for Lemberg. Lemberg, ball fake shot, no good. Rebound. He gets his own rebound, and then we got a foul. Jarzinka had the first block cleanly, so he had a block in there, his second of the game. And I think he might have been whistled for the foul after the loose ball. Yeah, he was. They gave the foul to him as Lemberg came up with the loose ball, and now he's going to go line and shoot two. His first one is good. 21-18. Centura with the lead now with 7:09 to go here in the fourth quarter. And the second one is no good. Jarzinka pulls down the rebound, and he'll get it off to Austin Bochard. Been a while since Loop City scored. Of course, they've only scored 18 points all game and only given up 20. So it's kind of safe to say we've had a lot of scoring droughts in this game. On the baseline, jumper. Boy, what a nice move by Riley Lambrecht. He just really kind of wanted that shot, just kind of got himself in some sort of offensive rhythm there. A little crossover dribble, a little back up, and hits it off glass. Lob pass down low here for Robinson. Robinson in trouble as he was double-teamed, and he lost the ball, but it was off the hands of either Riley Lambrecht or Matt Jarzinka and out of bounds. So Centura, up by a point, will inbound on their own baseline. Lemberg to toss it in, and he'll just give it between the circles here for Jacob Hickok. Hickok dribbles to his right, gives it between the circles here for Jason Schultes, and Schultes will get it back out here for Hickok. Hickok on the bounce, gives it for Lemberg. Lemberg off of a little screen, takes it right side. Now he'll just flip it off for Schultes. Schultes in the lane. Bounce pass off the feet of one of the Red Raiders and into the hands of Robinson. They're going to reset the offense. Lemberg, right side, gives it top of the circle here for Robinson. Robinson does penetrate a little bit. Kicks out to Lemberg, who enters it inside for Holcomb. Holcomb shot, back the iron, no good. Rebound. Last touch by Jarzinka and out of bounds. And you might have heard from the groans in front of us that the good folks of Loop City disagreed with the call. 5:46 to go. Fourth quarter, 21-20. Centura with the lead and the basketball, inbounding under their own basket. They lob it for Grant Myers, top of the key. He gives it right side for Hickok. He'll fire the jumper, no good. High for the rebound is Loop City. On the run here is Lambrecht. Riley Lambrecht, after snagging the rebound, gave it away. Now they work it back around the perimeter. Left wing, Jacobowski. And Jacobowski is fouled as it ran into Jacob Hickok. And that is the fourth on Hickok. Four team fouls whistled against Centura. Six have been whistled against Loop City. And Loop City is going to inbound it. Bouchard tosses it in. Around the perimeter we go. Here's Jacobowski. His three-pointer in and out. No good. Offensive rebound. The bucket good by Cole Lambrecht. Lambrecht came flying in there, and that three-pointer was in and out. And had it been a long rebound, he would have never got there. But he made the catch right underneath the basket and laid it up and in. Grant Myers being pressured gives it for Robinson. And Centura now down by a point. Loop City after the lead change, back on defense. A little pick and roll here. Driving, shooting, and missing is Schultes, and rebounded by Lambrecht for Loop City. Loop City kicks it up ahead. Jacobowski's going to kick it out. Penetrating now is Cole Lambrecht. Lambrecht has the ball tipped out for Riley Lambrecht, and they're going to reset the offense as Bouchard, standing near midcourt, is picked up there defensively by Lemberg. He'll dribble, give it on the baseline for Jarzynka. Jarzynka, bounce pass out for Jacobowski. Jacobowski on the baseline for Riley Lambrecht. Lambrecht's going to step back, try a three. No good. Rebounded by Myers. Myers up ahead for Holcomb. Holcomb shot short in transition. And Lambrecht pulls down his sixth rebound of the game, his fourth of the second half here. On the baseline, pass knocked away into the hands of Lambrecht. Lambrecht flies in the lane, shot no good. Ball ping-ponged around. Riley Lambrecht shot over Robinson, no good. Offensive rebound here by Lambrecht, and Lambrecht can't get it to fall. Robinson pulls down the rebound. A couple of real good looks at the basket for Loop City. They couldn't get it to fall, and they remain up by only a point. Schultes will direct traffic, trailing at 22-21. 3:50 to go here, fourth quarter. Left wing, Travis Holcomb. Gets a little screen, but we'll kick him off here right side for Grant Myers. And right now, 2-3 zone here for Loop City. Now check that. They're actually, 2-3 zone. And on the baseline, Lemberg fading away. Shot no good. Rebounded by Bouchard. And Paul Henry wants to call a timeout. Timeout, Loop City. 3:32 to go. Fourth quarter, 22-21. Red Raiders with the lead and the basketball. And we come back after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back here to Ravenna. Don't forget, we will have our MISCO Sports post-game report. And we have some football for you tonight, the Holiday Bowl. Baylor and UCLA tonight around 8 o'clock right here on ESPN. And tomorrow we will have coverage of the Ravenna Holiday Tournament on ESPN, on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. All the games will be tomorrow starting at 12:55 with the girls' consolation games. We'll have all the games for you tomorrow on Classic Hits 98.9 FM right here on ESPN. We'll have all four games of the Amherst Holiday Tournament. Loop City brings in the offensive zone. Austin Bouchard on the dribble, being well defensed, so he'll have to kick it off here for Jacobowski. On the baseline, they give it. Dribbling through there is Lambrecht. Lambrecht shoots over the top for Robinson, and Cole Lambrecht now with 10 points in the game. Little runner in the lane, shot over the top of Devontae Robinson, and a three-point lead for Loop City. Centura will kick right wing here for Grant Myers. Entry pass, Robinson wants it. They try to get it into him, and it's off his fingers and out of bounds. There just really was not a lot of open area in there as Devontae Robinson was well covered, and they put pressure on the ball, so that one was going to take an almost perfect pass. Lambrecht will bring in the offensive zone. He'll get the ball to Riley. Now Cole's got it back, and Cole on the dribble has it top of the key here. 24-21. He loses the basketball and he walked with it. Yeah. Kind of had the ball stuck to his leg because of the defense for Centura. And Centura's going to call a timeout. 2:39 to go, fourth quarter. Timeout for Centura. And we'll take it with him. 2:39 to go, fourth quarter. 24-21. Loop City with the lead. Centura will inbound. We come back after this.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
And we are back here at Ravenna High School, listening to coverage of high school basketball on the ESPN Superstation. Kearney, Hastings, Caro, Loup City, Bolas. Glad you could join us for Holiday Hoops action, the Ravenna Holiday Tournament. And again, all four games tomorrow will be on Classic 98.9 FM. Our Ravenna Overton doubleheader coming up in a little bit will also be on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Jacob Hedcock brings in the offensive zone here for center. A little ball fake over there by Grant Myers. They weren't biting it, so they'll work it back around the perimeter. Hickok now has it top of the circle. He's picked up man-to-man by Joe Kabowski, and a bad pass, but great read there by Michael Hansen to track it back down. They get it back out for Hickok. Hickok kicks left side for Myers. Great defense here by Loup City, and Hickok has it. And they've done a nice job, has Centura, just maintaining possession here. Hansen on the baseline, has the dribble. He's picked up their man-to-man by Lambrecht. And he'll get the ball back out here for Schultes. Jason Schultes is going to reset the offense. 2 minutes to go, and another Centura timeout. They have one left in the game. So Centura has one timeout left. Loup City still has a couple of timeouts left. We have 2 minutes to go in the game. A 24-21 lead here for Loup City, and Centura will inbound the ball when we come back after this 30-second timeout.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Filled your tank with Cynic's gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cynic station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Well, we gave you a partial summary of where we're at here in the ball game. 24-21, minute 59 to go here. Centura down by three will inbound the basketball. They have one timeout left. Loup City has two, and right now Centura is in the bonus, and Centura still has a couple of fouls to give. Pass by to Robinson on the corner, and they'll lob it inside, and it's intercepted. Cole Lambrecht, great read there, stepped in and made the steal. And so here we go. Bochart trying to add on to the lead. A three-point ball game. Minute 35 to go. Dribbling, driving, and missing is going to be Lambrecht. And Lambrecht, a great look at it. And now Lambrecht comes up with a steal. They're going to call him for travel. He made the steal, kind of slid and released all at the same time, but his hip had hit, and he slid as he kind of stole the ball from behind at midcourt. And if that's not a turnover there, then it's probably a layup for Loup City. So that was awfully close to being, I don't want to say a nail in the coffin, but it would have been awfully tough here for Centura. Right now they're only down by a possession. They're down 24-21. With the ball here is Hickok. Hickok is picked up defensively by Jake Kabowski, and he'll give the ball out here for Grant Myers. Myers on the dribble. Myers bounce pass, gives it off here on the left side for Travis Holcomb. Holcomb kicks it right back out for Myers. Myers is going to direct traffic here. They'll kick it left side, enter it inside for Robinson. Robinson in trouble in the lane. He'll step out after he passes the ball to Myers, and they'll work it back around here to Lemberg. 53 seconds left. Lemberg drives, and now Lemberg's going to head to the line. Driving in on that left-hand side, came in and was hit on the arm as he tried a very difficult shot. So got bailed out a little bit as he drew the contact. He'll have two free throws coming up here, and the free throw is good for Lemberg. Makes it a two-point ball game. By the way, the foul on Bochart was his fourth. He's got four for Loup City, and for Centura, Jacob Hickok also has four. Second free throw, back the iron, no good. High for the rebound for Loup City is Lambrecht, and Lambrecht comes up with his sixth rebound of the second half. Austin Jacobowski Bounce pass back out here for Bochart. Bochart gives it for Lambrecht. Two-point ball game, 36 seconds to go. Ball punched out, and Loop City will pick it up in the backcourt. Riley Lambrecht, bounce pass on the right side for Cole. Cole, double team and fouled. They got a couple of fouls to give here. So that was it was an intentional foul. It just wasn't flagrant enough to be called an intentional foul. And final timeout of the ball game here for Centura. 26.6 to go. Timeout for Centura. They're down by two, and Loop City will inbound. We come back right after this.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guarantee price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island. Builders does
the best. Well, let's go through our brackets here a little bit, what we can fill out anyway. On the consolation side, it is going to be Loop City in the girls' consolation, taking on the loser of our next game, the Ravenna-Overton girls' game. Again, those games will be on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Coverage will start around 12:55 tomorrow on Classic Hits, and then the boys' consolation game will follow at 2:45 tomorrow. Who's in that? Well, we really don't know because we haven't decided who's going to win this one. We do know that Centura is now out of timeouts. They're also down by two, and they still have another foul to give. They inbound the basketball, and we got a foul that's going to be whistled on Nathan Lemberg. That's only going to be his second, six as a team now on Centura. So now if you're Loop City, you want to inbound the basketball to who you want to send to the free throw line for one-on-one, because whoever catches this basketball is going to get fouled probably right away. And Lambrecht to inbound it, and they'll toss the ball in for Bochart, and Bochart's pass is stolen away. Jacob Hickok makes the steal. Pass on the left wing. Entry pass for Robinson is intercepted. Jarzynka with the defensive play. They'll pass it up ahead to Lambrecht. Lambrecht on the dribble, and Lambrecht is fouled. Excuse me, Jacobowski is fouled. Lambrecht got it ahead to Jacobowski, and now Jacobowski will head to the free throw line for the first time tonight. He has no points in the ballgame, and with 10.8 to go, Jarzynka with a brilliant defensive play just kind of sensing what they wanted to do was get the ball into Devontae Robinson. And Paul Henry, I think I read his lips after he called the timeout. He goes, yeah, I just want to ice my shooter here because he called the timeout. 10.8 to go. Timeout for Loop City. They lead it 24-22 with 10.8 to go here in the fourth quarter. And they're going to send Austin Jacobowski to the free throw line for the front end of a 1-1 when we come back after this 30-second timeout.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And we're back here in Ravenna, the Ravenna Holiday Tournament. A good one brewing here between Centura and Loop City. Right now, all eyes turning to Austin Jacobowski. His team is up by two, and he has the opportunity really to ice the game. He has the front end of 1-1. Both teams now are in the single bonus. The free throw by Jacobowski. Back the iron, no good. Rebound taken out by Centura. Hickok has it. Might have gotten away with a walk, and now the whistle sounds. Couldn't hear the whistle blow because of all the officials wearing red on the near side. Pressure put on Hickok, and Hickok turned it over after he snagged the rebound. So 7.1 to go, and timeout here for the Red Raiders. They're going to inbound it, but they're going to talk about it first. Timeout here for Loop City. They've got a full timeout with 7.1 to go. Loop City's going to inbound it, and this one can still be won by either team. But we'll see if Loop City can get the ball inbound when we come back after this.
Mobile Bengal is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bengal from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bengal allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bengal is a free service for internet banking customers at the Better Bank, Five Points Bank.
Well, 7.1 to go. Loup City leading at 24-22. They are going to have the opportunity to inbound the basketball along the sideline. And again, it's one of those deals that Coach Paul Henry wants to draw up. All right, who's who I want to get the ball, because they're going to get to the free throw line. And toss the ball in here is going to be Austin Bochart. And they might just get somebody in that backcourt. They hand the ball to Bochart, and he's just going to toss the ball in here for Jacobowski. And he waits for the contact, which he knew was coming, and now he's going to go to the free throw line again for the front end of 1-1. Now, he missed the front end a little bit ago. Now, it was rebounded by Centura, and then Centura turned the ball over. And checking in is Grant Myers. Again, another perimeter shooter. A free throw by Jacobowski. No good. Up high for the rebound is Schultes. Pass up ahead. They get the ball to Lindbergh. Lindbergh in the lane. Shot off glass at the buzzer, and it's no good. A lot of contact, but no foul called at the buzzer. And so your final score, it's a win for Loup City. They win it 24-22. So now they'll be in the championship game tomorrow here in the Ravenna Holiday Tournament. They'll be in that late game in the consolation game. On the boys' side will be manned by Centura. So the Centura boys will go for the third-place game. The Centura girls are in the championship game tomorrow, and the opposite is true here for Loup City. Loup City wins it in boys' basketball 24-22. As we'll recap the game for you, as well as fill out our brackets and let you know what we have in store for you tomorrow here from the Ravenna Holiday Tournament, and we'll also set the stage for the Amherst Holiday Tournament. We'll talk all about that and a whole lot more. We come back with the Misco Sports Postgame Report right after this timeout.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off. Whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, new home of Brooks, Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
And welcome back here to Ravenna, where it is Centura winning it. It's Loup City winning it in boys basketball over Centura. Final of 24-22. Centura did have the last shot of the ball game. A little runner in the well defense. No fouls called as Nathan Lindbergh tried to step through a double team and put up a tough shot. Didn't get the body contact he wanted, so he didn't get to the free throw line. And so Centura comes up just a little bit short. Loup City winning it 24-22. They are now 7-2 on the season. Centura now falls to 1-6 on the year. So let's go through our scoring right after we remind you that you're listening to the Misco Sports Post Game Report. Get your game on at Misco's, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for all the games you play. And nobody for Centura in double figures here today, and is very balanced scoring. 5 points for Devontae Robinson to go with 6 rebounds, 5 points and 5 rebounds for Nathan Lindberg, 4 points for Travis Holcomb, 3 points for Jacob Hickok. He hit the only three-pointer for him in the game as the final shot of the third quarter, which gave Centura their lead. And then Grant Myers also hit a three-pointer. He had 3 points and a couple of rebounds. Travis Holcomb, as we mentioned, with 4 points. So again, Lindberg with 5, Holcomb with 4, 3 for Myers, 3 for Hickok, 2 for Schultes, and Devontae Robinson finished with 5 points. At halftime, it was 14-12, Loup City with the lead, and we played it even in the second half in a very tight defensive struggle here in the ballgame. And for Loup City, they did have one player in double figures. That was Cole Lambrecht. Lambrecht finished with 10 points and 8 rebounds in the game. 4 points for Riley Lambrecht to go with 7 rebounds. 2 points and 8 rebounds for Matt Jarzynka. 2 points and 5 rebounds for Alex Spotansky. And Brady Rasmussen with a couple of points and 1 rebound. And worth noting, oh, here it is. Knew I was missing some 4 points. 4 points and 3 rebounds for Austin Bochart. Again, Loup City led at halftime 14-12. They for a little bit in the second half, but they had like a 2-point lead pretty much the entire first half. They trailed in the second half. In fact, they trailed starting the fourth quarter 20-18, but they held Centura to only 2 points in that fourth quarter, both of them free throws from Nathan Lindberg, and Loup City goes on to win this one by a final of 24-22. So we have half the brackets already filled out. Loup City will play in the championship game tomorrow. The consolation game tomorrow will have Centura. So here's what we know so far, and all these games will be on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. About 12:55 tomorrow, we'll have coverage of the Loup City girls in the consolation game against the loser of Ravenna and Overton, and that'll be followed by the boys' consolation game at around 2:45 between Centura and the loser of the Ravenna Overton game coming up here in just a little bit. And then, of course, we'll have the girls' championship game at 4:30, where Centura will be taking on whoever, and then that'll be followed by Loup City and the boys' championship game at 6:15 tomorrow. All those games, as we mentioned, will be on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. All the games from the Amherst Holiday Tournament tomorrow will be right here on ESPN 1460 and the ESPN Superstation. Don't forget, all of our games are streaming live on PlatteRiverPreps.com. And as we mentioned, tomorrow here on ESPN, we'll have coverage from Amherst, starting with Kearney Catholic and North Platte Stats. The girls around 1:25, the boys at about 3:15. That'll be followed by Ogallala and Amherst at 4:55 and about 6:45, respectively, in that one. And then the championship games, for sure, we'll kind of cross that bridge when we come to it. All those games, the championship games on Saturday, all those games will be on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. And, of course, later on tonight, 98.9 FM, we'll have the Blue Jays of Ravenna in their own holiday tournament. And here in just a little bit, taking on Overton, we'll have those games for you as well. And, again, those are scheduled tonight for a tip-off at around 4:30 and 6:15. So we'll probably have coverage in about 20-25 minutes or so between Ravenna and Overton on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. So once again, our finals from this afternoon, it was a nail-biter won by Loup City 24-22 in the boys' game, and in the girls' game, it was Centura over Loup City by a final of 64-22. Thank you so much for joining us, and want to say thanks to all of our sponsors to help me bring you coverage of high school basketball, as well as our engineer Jeff back in the studios. Want to thank you guys for joining us as well as we split our doubleheader, and don't forget, we'll have coverage of those championship games for you tomorrow on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. We'll also have the consolation games on 98.9 tomorrow as well. I'm Randy Bushker. Thanks for joining us. Good night, everybody.
The proceeding has been a KXPN Sports production, brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of the podcasts on our Platte River Radio network of stations, go to ESPNSuperstation.com.